An area of low pressure will drag a cold front across the region today, bringing an end to this round of hot and humid weather. The front should move across the region later this afternoon and evening, allowing the showers to come to an end and cooler, less humid air to stream in its wake. In the meantime, widespread showers will begin to taper off as the day progresses. Some of the rain may be quite heavy at times, though, as water levels in the atmosphere remain quite high. We'll have a return to more comfortable weather starting tonight, with dew points dropping and temperatures falling back into the 50s for most. In the wake of the front, we'll have gorgeous weather for Tuesday, plenty of sunshine, temperatures in the mid-70s to low 80s, which will be about 10 degrees above normal for some spots for this point in May. As we head into midweek, high pressure will be off the New England coast, bringing us another sunny and nice day for Wednesday before it begins to drift slowly east on Thursday. With this area of high pressure close to the region, it should protect us from the remnants of Tropical Storm Bonnie, keeping it well to our south and east. So June will start out on a quiet note with plenty of sun and warm temps. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe storms over portions of the northern and central plains, a slight risk of severe storms over the southern high plains, a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms over most of the high plains, and a marginal risk of severe storms over a portion of New England. Isolated severe storms are possible across parts of the northern Great Plains southward into central and southern high plains Monday afternoon and evening, and isolated strong to perhaps locally severe storms may develop over portions of New England during the afternoon. Locally damaging wind gusts and large hail will be the main threats. A complex split flow regime will persist today in the northern stream. A shortwave trough now over the Pacific Northwest is forecast to amplify as it moves into the northern high plains during the afternoon. The negative tilt trough currently over the Great Lakes will de-amplify as it crests an upper ridge over the northeastern states. In the southern stream, the cutoff upper low over the southwestern U.S. will drift very slowly eastward across Arizona, but potential exists for weaker downstream impulses to move into the southern plains. A surface low will evolve over the northern high plains in association with the approaching shortwave trough. By midday, a warm front will extend from the low over western South Dakota eastward into the upper Mississippi Valley. A cold front will advance southeastward through eastern Montana and eventually merge with the surface trough over the northern high plains. The cold front will accompany the progressive northern stream shortwave through the Dakotas and Nebraska Monday evening and overnight. Farther south, the dry line will persist over southern and central high plains. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall. Temperatures will be near 70 degrees. In Boston, showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Some could also produce some heavy rain. There'll be patchy fog around as well, a high in the low 70s. And in Buffalo, sunny and quite breezy, a high temperature near 70 degrees with a southwest wind from 10 to 20 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 73 degrees with a record of 92 set in 1987. Normal minimum temperature is 52 degrees with a record of 33 set in 1967. Sunrise and sunset data for today, May the 30th, 2016. Sunrise at 5:20 a.m. and sunset at 8:26 p.m. Here's your latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. For Memorial Day, it'll be mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, highs in the low 80s. And for tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy with lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, for Memorial Day, we'll have showers, mainly in the morning. Some locally heavy rainfall also possible. Not as warm, with highs in the upper 70s. And for tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers in the evening, lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, as well as Schoharie and the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers for Memorial Day, highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy overnight with lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, showers for our Memorial Day, especially in the first half of the day. Some rainfall could be heavy at times in the morning hours. Highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers this evening. Otherwise, lows down in the upper 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy with showers likely, mainly this morning here for Memorial Day. Highs near 80 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers this evening, then partly cloudy as we head overnight, lows down into the upper 50s. Your extended forecast for Tuesday, sunny with highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid 70s to near 80 degrees. Mostly cloudy Friday with a chance of showers, highs in the upper 60s and low 70s. Saturday, partly sunny with a chance of showers, highs in the low and mid 70s. And Sunday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, highs in the upper 60s to mid 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.